AM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat for May is 671 and three quarters, down four. July, 670, down four and a quarter. Soft May wheat, 627 and a half, down seven and a quarter. July, 628 and three quarters, down eight and a quarter. March corn, 420 and a half, now three quarters, down four and three quarters. July, 435 and a half, down five and a quarter. January soybeans, 1332, up four and a half. July, 1289 and a half, down five and a half. January soybean meal, 434.20, up 160. January soybean oil, 40.02, up 19. December live cattle, 131.55, down 32 and a half. January feeders, 166.95, down 12 and a half. February lean hogs are 86.62 and a half, and they are down 55.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Wheat is the leader to the downside today, it appears.
Well, it's definitely been defensive since last, 2 weeks ago, basically taking out the late November lows. The wheat market's, 30 cents lower below those support levels, and just having an awful hard time. Favorable weather, for say. Not a whole lot of world wheat business to give reason for wheat to giddy up and go, for say. Wheat's just kind of a back burner here. It seems like the trade wants to buy beans, sell wheat, and wheat's sort of the victim of the short spread, Dave.
Yeah, it is in the spread, and corn is kind of in the middle of it at the moment.
Yeah, corn, basically the D's, this 420 and a half area was the low there off the board there Friday, and March is basically at where D's went off the board, mm-hmm. So we'll see if we'll generate some buying interest. Same old story, worries about the political impact of ethanol, Chinese rejecting U.S. corn, and DDGs, talk maybe another 68 cargoes being kicked out, fear that the January crop report might show a little bit more production, but that's going to be offset by feed use. They'll find a little home for that there. So kind of in the mindset here that this corn might slip on down to $4 this winter here if we don't see some bullish news come into the marketplace.
So down to $4 on the March contract.
Well, lead contract, correct. It seems like that's where it wants to gravitate to, with everybody getting good negative here and lack of producer selling. If we could see some good old-fashioned interest come back into the marketplace, then we'll set the stage to see some recovery sometime this winter, just when and from what price level.
The bean story, though, it does seem to still have something bullish to tell, even though there does appear to be the beginnings of rumblings about people suggesting that down the road China will cancel bean sales, which is not a new theme. We've heard that year on end, year after year. But you do have a U.S. stock-to-use ratio of 4.6%, and taken at face value, you might think that March beans might go higher.
Well, crush is good. Exports is still, fairly good. Unlike the corn, the trade wants to be long the beans and short the corn on the spread. Favorable South American weather, but that forecast is changing in some areas, a little bit warmer and drier. So ideas are that, we can maybe keep this premium in here until the calendar turns 2014. The Twitter crowd wanted to buy the beans this morning here with the idea that we could try the upper end resistance here for a little bit of a trading purpose, so we'll see how long those guys want to hang in there.
Are there issues in the Argentina government that producers are dealing with that in their mindset is making it more favorable to hold on beans and sell them?
That's a good point, Dave. That's been the supporting factor in here, and that's why China's been continuing to buy U.S. beans. When you're a grain buyer, and if you visit with the grain buyers, you know, it's always a challenge to secure supplies, and you know, they've been wanting to accumulate some extra inventory with the idea they could move those purchases to the southern hemisphere whenever those supplies become readily available. What we're seeing is, and I don't have the number right in front of me, the producer or the owner of the beans are hanging on to, and the government's trying to get those beans shook loose, you know, so they can collect some tax revenue off that. But, you know, they're sort of in a position where, with the fears of inflation and uncertainty in that country or certain regions of that country, they're wanting to have something to rely on down the road. So until those beans become more available to the world in here, the U.S. market is going to remain somewhat firm, because we are more of a reliable source now until we get more into February, March.
So has the Argentina government floated a proposal that says if the peso gets devaluated and you sell your beans, we're going to take care of you, Argentina producer?
I'm not quite familiar on exactly where we're on that, but yes, they're working on some things to get the process moving. Those of beans will eventually come to the market, and the fear is, though, when you look long term, if those beans do not move and they have a big crop this coming crop year, we're looking at record carryout figures as we move into next year when you look at the supply-demand balance sheet for the Southern Hemisphere on that 2014 production.
Okay, so moving forward, I'm sure there are plenty of bushels of unpriced corn and beans being held by American producers. What are some of the strategies? You said that you can be a longer-term holder that you might employ.
Well, that's a good question, and that's a lot of the questions guys have in through here right now. They're just, you know, wanting to hang on, and I'm not going to sell here. So as we go lower here, hopefully, you know, it doesn't scare screen loose at some lower level. There's several things we've done, and it's one, put a price floor on you, so as the market moves lower here, you've got some type of downside protection. You can sell a call option higher there. The only way that's wrong, if the market goes higher, that means your cash grain's worth more. We're going to have a lot of guys wanting to move some grain here after the first year before spring. And our number one cash replacement strategy is to have a position on where you can take advantage of a move with limited downside risk. That way you've got ownership on paper versus in the grain bin.
And that's all 13, 14. Would you make any recommendations for sales for 14 beans at these price levels?
We've been doing some option spread, yes. We wanted to protect the $4.50 to $4 level in case we move on lower in here. The last thing we want to see is the 14 number go down to $4. Then that would not be good at all. But we're wanting to be flexible with the option spread, because we are continuing to hear an increase in bean acres versus corn acres. So that would set the stage here as we go into the growing season of 2014 with a few less corn acres, that this corn market could be a little bit vulnerable to some weather rallies as we get into the growing season.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace: March corn's 421 and a half, down 4. July, 436 and a half, down 4 and a quarter. January soybeans are at 1335 and a quarter, up 7 and 3 quarters. July, 1292 and a half, up 8 and a half. January soybean meal, 4:35:30 up 2:70. January soybean oil 40.07 up 24. February lean hogs are 86.62 and a half down 55. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.